It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
What's good for the goose is apparently not always good or acceptable by the gander. What might be acceptable in law in one country might not be acceptable or be law in another. That's certainly the case when it comes to the historical backgrounds of various countries. It is certainly emerging when it comes to blockchain and cryptocurrency laws. Kim Kardashian is a United States media personality, socialite, model, and influencer. She has just settled with the Securities and Exchange Commission in the US to pay a fine of $1.26 million. Her crime is promoting a cryptocurrency called Ethereum Max on social media without disclosing how much she was paid. She did indicate with a hashtag 80, that is, it was an advertisement, but did not say she was being paid $250,000. So what of Matt Damon promoting a cryptocurrency during the American Super Bowl? No, that's not a bowl of cereal. It's one of the most famous sports in the United States. And what of our own Barbadian ambassador Rihanna? What of Michael Saylor, who seems to be tweeting every minute how great Bitcoin is to his 2.7 million followers, including Blockchain Business? Or an Elon Musk? Yes, they might not be paid to advertise, but we have seen in the past Musk flash one of his tweets and the price went up, in this case Dogecoin, which Musk owns and could have benefited from. Certainly in Barbados, we would not drag Rihanna into a legal settlement should she promote Bitcoin, but maybe she would face a multi-million dollar fine if she did it on her Twitter account and did not disclose the amount of money she was being paid. The law is increasingly being brought under scrutiny when it comes to cryptocurrency, certainly in the United States, and the law is also becoming disrupted by blockchain technology, sometimes for the good. But not all countries have centuries-old laws that allow a regulator like the SEC to do what they did to Kim Kardashian. Take smart contracts, for example. When a gamer plays a game in GameFi today, they play to earn cryptocurrency. With one click, which takes seconds, a smart contract is executed. That's mathematics and code and cryptography. But is it a legal contract? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.